10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new kid.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Suzu Wacky.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
Oh, but the bitter truth about sugar, it is a sweet, addictive, toxic, low-grade poison, just like any other addictive substance. And yes, I said poison. Welcome to Aging Info Radio. Thank you for listening, and we meet again. With the average person eating a minimum of a half a cup of sugar every day, we are throwing our body chemistry off balance, causing inflammation, which leads us to disease and destroys our health. My expert guests today are going to give us the scoop on this not so sweet, on the sugar culprit that it is. And remember, you know, the less sugar you eat, the less inflammation you have, the stronger your immune system will be to defend against all types of infections and degenerative diseases. My first guest is Bonnie Minsky. She is the president and wellness director of Nutritional Concepts, a licensed dietitian and certified nutritional specialist. Also, her company, Nutritional Concepts, is about bringing the wellness of tomorrow today. Welcome, Bonnie, to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, it's great to be here. And of course, what was the song? Candy, candy.
Yeah, sugar, sugar.
Sugar, sugar, honey, honey. It's all about, you know what, if you're sweet, you're good. And people do crave sweets, don't they?
Oh, they do. You know what's so interesting about sugar is it's, you know, they kind of brought all this about. I mean, it used to be years ago. I mean, I remember growing up, we put teaspoons of sugar on our cereal that already had sugar in it. So, you know, we were always encouraged kind of as humans to have a sweet tooth or to crave one.
Right. And by nature, you know, that protected people thousands of years ago, because if they detected sweetness, they knew a plant was ripe and they could eat it. And if it wasn't sweet, it might not be the right plant, or it might not be ripe. But we have just gone overboard, and the big issue is with the refined sugars. The average American takes in about 20 teaspoons of refined sugar a day, which is 300 completely empty calories.
Oh, that's terrible. That's one thing. I mean, there's zero nutritional value in sugar.
Right. And the only other issue, because most of the sugar that we're consuming is from sugar drinks, soft drinks, and juices and things like that, but there is a misnomer. Most people believe that if they're extracting a real fruit and the juice of a real fruit, that that's okay. But the truth is that it's not, because it's not the way nature intended it to be absorbed. It's absorbed too quickly into the system, and the average 8-ounce glass of fresh-squeezed orange juice, for instance, has 24 to 32 grams of sugar. There's no way we could handle all of that at one time. So even healthy fruit juices, even the American Pediatric Association does not recommend it. In large amounts. So you want to eat the fruit in its real state, and then you want to stay away from the refined sugars, and especially in soft drinks.
You know what? Sugar is everywhere. Everything that you buy. I know the first four ingredients on a label are the most important, but if you even read the number of calories and, you know, what the fat content is and sugar, I mean, it's in everything. I mean, you use ketchup, it's there, jams, mayonnaise, all types of cooking products. I mean,
right. So, see, that's why we want to focus on eating good, lean proteins, lots of vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts and seeds, and then not as many processed foods, because the more processed food you have, the more there is a tendency to have the wrong kinds of fat, but also having tons of refined sugar. And we know that there's some issues that people have known for years. And I even remember when I was a young child, I'd go to the doctor and get a shot, and what would he hand me? Oh, good little girl, here's your lollipop, handing me sugar. And even dentists at that time used to give out lollipops if you did a good job in the dentist chair. So we've known for years that cavities, or what we call dental caries, are definitely a cause and effect with too much refined sugar. And we know about obesity because it's empty calories. Mm-hmm. Who can afford 300 empty calories a day?
Mm-hmm.
But now some of the information that is coming out is really shocking. And I think we are finally seeing that baby boomers who grew up in a permissive environment, typically, where parents actually, oh, honey, come on, have that cake, and we have dessert every night. I think the baby boomers have finally realized we're not just talking about cavities and, okay, putting on a little bit too much weight. We're talking about serious disease here.
So let's talk about that. You know, sugar does destroy human health. And what would you say, you know, are some of the greatest impacts of eating too much sugar? Because it, I think to eliminate it completely out of your diet would take a lot more learning than most of us on an average basis know.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, sugar is definitely addictive. And what I see in my practice, you know, if you tell someone, oh, I'm addicted to cocaine or I'm addicted to alcohol, they're going to get you help. But if you say, oh, I'm a sugar addict, they sort of laugh and then just move on. But it is addictive. And when you go off of it completely, you go through really bad withdrawal symptoms. Some people say they're as bad as withdrawal from alcohol or drugs. And so sometimes we have to wean people very slowly. And one condition that's very common when you have excess sugar is called candidiasis or yeast imbalance. But that you really have to work with a health professional because you have to be very, very specific about how to do it and why. But if you're just really, anybody, you know, listening in is realizing on their own that they are consuming too much sugar. And here's how you will know how much is too much. The World Health Organization said that only 5% of our calories coming in maximum should be from any of the refined sugars or even the fruit juices, not the naturally occurring sugar in a whole fruit. So let's say somebody's on a 2,000-calorie-a-day diet. That's maximum 100 calories from sugar.
Mm-hmm. Which is really hard to do.
You could pick that up with, you know, a soft drink and then some of the processed foods. And you're like, whoa. You know, because, again, growing up, maybe many of us baby boomers grew up having Coca-Cola whenever we wanted it. And so this is a big shock for people to realize that that's not what's recommended. And even the American Heart Association has realized that this is a serious issue.
Yeah, they're saying that, you know, it's not the fats that's causing cardiovascular disease, it's sugar. We're talking about sugar today, that low-grade poison, and yes, it is a poison. I mean, it is definitely harmful to your health if you're doing it, you know, in an abundance. And then again, you've got, you know, all the toses, you know, the fructose, the dextrose,
maltose.
Yeah, you've got all that. So it's even harder to figure out exactly what not to eat. So I think the basics are just try to start with the actual white substance of sugar, right, Bonnie?
Right, exactly.
Now, so, we talked about cardiovascular disease, but I think there's a lot of other risks there associated with eating too much sugar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're seeing a risk of three times as much heart disease for people who eat a lot of sugar. But for years, you would even hear diabetic organizations saying, well, it's not the sugar that's really causing diabetes. It's being too heavy, and sugar is one of those factors. But one or two sugar-sweetened beverages a day increases the risk of diabetes by 26%, and that's according to a new Harvard Public Health School study, and they do some of the best research there is. Huh. So there is definitely a cause and effect. It's not just the weight gain. It's the sugar itself and the sugar rushing into the system.
And throwing the body off balance really is what it does. It also affects the liver and brain, and there's so much more that it does affect in the area of health that I think that people are just not really aware of. And once again, we're talking about sugar, sugar, yes, that little culprit that's not so so great for us. This is Aging Info Radio, and you want to stay right here. Bonnie's going to bring us some more information. We're going to find out if it does feed cancer when we get back here on Aging Info Radio.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, we are talking about the largest factor underlying obesity and chronic disease in America. And yes, honey, that is sugar. It is sugar. My guest is Bonnie Minsky. And Bonnie, I would like to know, does sugar actually feed cancer cells?
Yes. Well, first of all, there's two factors. One, it compromises the immune system. Two cans of soda a day, for instance, will actually suppress the immune system, 92% of the immune system, for up to 5 hours. So if you're having it constantly, your immune system is suppressed. Bacteria, virus, even cancer can be a factor there. But we also know that it actually feeds cancer. If oncologists are looking for a small tumor and they can't find it, they'll wrap sugar around a radio transmitter that the person swallows, and guess what? It goes right to the tumor.
Interesting.
And it activates it. And so when I have cancer patients, the one thing we do take them off of is all refined sugars, because we do not want to further treat cancer. We want to do everything we can to stop its growth.
Yeah, you know, it's so toxic beyond its calories. I mean,
yes.
You know, the thing about sugar is you eat some and you crave more. And then you eat more and then you eat more. And, I mean, it is so addictive.
Well, it is a biochemical reaction, just like drugs and alcohol are. It actually does something to dopamine in the body. And when you're looking for that wonderful feel-good response, and then you don't get the jolt, you need more, just like with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't get the jolt, again, you need more and more and more. So you're not just consuming the same amount. You keep increasing the amount to keep getting that really good high feeling. And the problem is if you then say, well, I'm going to stop it, I'm going off of it, you go through withdrawal. And then you feel so lousy. You say, I've got to have my sugar fix again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely biochemistry, not about willpower.
That's
if you're trying,
true.
You know, you're trying to get off of it. So, I mean, the more that you eat, I mean, it's just a really vicious circle. And when people, I mean, this is so great. It's on the forefront that it's, you know, people are starting to take note. Or as I say in the medical community, first they hear about it, they ignore it. Second,
right.
Then they ridicule it. And third, they call it their own findings.
Exactly.
So I think they're on number three.
You're right. We're past the ridicule
right.
stage. When I used to do programs and talk about sugar, I mean, literally, I would get the ridicule effect. But now, absolutely, we're seeing it implicated in health diseases. And when you see the World Health Organization talking about its dangers and that we shouldn't have more than 5% of all of our calories from refined sugar, that's dynamic.
Yes, we're on to something good.
We are. We definitely are.
Well, you think about, I remember on Halloween, you know, my two brothers and my sister and I, we would have so much candy. It would last us to Christmas.
And the teachers hated to come to school the next day because the kids would be all off the wall with their candy.
Yeah.
And by the way, for years they said there's nothing about sugar that affects kids' behavior. They just did a Yale study that showed not for all children. Some children just get very lethargic and obese from it, but some kids get too wired from sugar, and it affects their biochemistry, which definitely affects their behavior. And kids, you know, are much more susceptible to behavioral change than adults, so it really is a lot more noticeable in a child.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it really does knock the whole body off of balance.
Oh, and I forgot the most important thing, Sue.
Hmm. What's that?
Well, here we are on an anti-aging or aging gracefully radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sugar ages you like crazy
mm-hmm.
because it affects the collagen. It breaks down those good protein fibers. So you will see people becoming very wrinkled, much the way they would if they have too many cigarettes. And if you don't want to age quickly, you certainly don't want to have a lot of sugar.
Yeah, it's just not that sweet stuff that we thought it was.
Exactly.
It isn't. I'm sure you see a lot out there, you know, talking about it. And you must be, like you said, you're so welcoming it that it's on the forefront, that people are realizing that, number one, it is addiction, and number two, it's really harmful to your health.
Right. Very, very true. But it's time has come. And so now when I say to someone, you know, you've got to get off this much sugar, you know you're doing too much, they used to argue with me, and now they realize, yes, I do. Please tell me how I can do it without feeling awful for a few weeks. So we work on it.
Yeah, you know what? It's really confusing, Bonnie, because our cells depend on energy or sugar for energy.
Yes,
so there's a little, I mean, this is where the area gets confusing for people.
Well, no, but it has to be broken down very slowly into its usable form, glucose, and then goes very slowly and gradually into the brain, you know, to do its job. But when you overdo the sugar, you pour out too much insulin, and then you get a very low blood sugar reaction. It almost is like diving down from the roller coaster. And then when it gets really low, you feel so tired and lethargic that you need another sugar fix to come back up. So all day, it's like going up and down the roller coaster. Now, it's fun to be on a roller coaster once in a while, but do you think you and I could do it all day? I don't think so.
Well,
at least I can't.
Yeah, I remember years ago reading a book called The Sugar Blues, and that was what it was. It was that roller coaster
exactly.
That, you know, you eat it, there's a high to it, and when you don't have it again, you crash, and it is definitely just like any addiction.
It's very, very true.
So what do you see? What would you recommend one of the best things that somebody could do that feels that they're addicted to sugar?
Well, the things, because sugar depletes chromium and magnesium to a major degree, and those are two critical nutrients that you need to regulate blood sugar, I recommend, and magnesium is critical for 300 functions and very deficient in the American diet. I recommend that people take a low-dose magnesium, you know, between 150 and 250 on a daily basis, and that they take around 100 micrograms of chromium, maybe 200 at most, if they're really struggling to get off the sugar, because it does take the edge off the withdrawal, and it keeps the blood sugar more regulated. And then we wean them off very gradually. If they're on 3 cans of soda a day, I'm not going to just have them stop at cold turkey. We'll cut down to 2 for a week, and then 1, and then maybe a half. You know, we'll do it very, very gradually. And I also give people really good substitutes that I think you're going to be talking about in the next segment to make it easier, so it's not like it's all or nothing. They still get to have a feeling of sweetness without overdoing it.
Yeah. I think the average person should have a little less than 25 grams per day. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, but
that's really hard to do.
25 grams, if you're eating processed food, even if you don't have a piece of candy or a cookie, you could be getting that. I mean, that's really, yeah, that's low, but that's what's recommended. It's just very difficult for most people to do it. But I will tell you this, because I was a sugarholic in college, and both my parents were diabetic and obese, and I did not want to end up like them. And it was very difficult to do because I didn't have the wonderful crutches like a nutritionist to work with and the magnesium and chromium. But it was shocking that I got to a point in a few months where I could look at my grandmother's homemade cherry pie with cherries off the tree and not want to eat the whole pie. I could have 2 bites and say, wow, that's delicious, and not crave it. And you will get to that point if you stop having it, but you just really, really have to make it a priority.
Yeah, you definitely have to wean yourself off of it slowly. Well, your company, Nutritional Concepts, we've got just a couple, a little bit of time here. Bonnie, you want to give us an overall on it real quick?
Well, you know, I do counseling and I do shows and I do, corporate and school programs. And we have a wonderful newsletter that comes out every week on topics that have to do with preventive health and nutrition. And I would say probably every other week there's something negative about sugar. But we also give people very positive things, you know, that they can do to actually build up their system.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. You are a world of information.
Wonderful being here.
Yes, thank you for being on Aging Info Radio. And stay right there. Coming up next, I have a holistic health coach on what to eat besides sugar.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value-priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit Emeritus.com, Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago. My kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Pause Chicago, when you know better, you do better. Well, my next guest is Brenda Highlander. She is a holistic health and nutrition coach. She has the greatest tagline for her company. It is live for today and exercise for tomorrow. Her company being Women on Wellness. Welcome, Brenda, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you.
I love your tagline.
Thank you.
Makes total sense. We are talking about that toxic sugar today, the bitter truth about sugar. And yes, it is toxic, addictive, and a really low grade poison. Now, you being a holistic health and nutrition coach, you probably know what to eat as an alternative, or, you know, being on a little healthier path with nutrition to avoid sugar or say sugar alternatives.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's just ridiculous to actually say we will never consume sugar ever again, because we need a little bit of sweetness in our life. So for me, I never tell anyone that we need to beat a sugar habit. I actually call it a crowding out process. And by that, I mean what we need to do is welcome healthier versions of our sweet treats that are going to satisfy our cravings and stop our enslavement to the more toxic processed sweets that exist out there.
So with the when you tell your clients that, what do you actually, you know, in a little bit more detail, what do you actually suggest?
Sure. What I usually recommend for my clients is a better quality sweetener would be stevia. But we've got to be careful about what type of stevia we actually use. So
to me, stevia is found in nature, and I want it to be as in its as natural state as possible. So I use sweet leaf stevia with my clients, and I recommend it for them with if they have they enjoy having soda, so they can put it in a little bit of Perrier and put a couple of drops of some liquid stevia that's flavored like grape or orange to give them that kind of help them with soda cravings. They're still getting the bubbly, and it's sweet, but it's a good sweetener for you. That would be one of them. And then I also like xylitol, especially in gums. So people that like to chew gum, xylitol is a sugar alcohol, and it's the best sugar alcohol that's actually out there. And that's another one that I usually recommend. Telling people to be wary of stevia in the raw, because I actually call that stevia in the wrong, because it's only stevia extract, and there's also dextrose in there. And dextrose is a code word for chemically derived sugar from corn. So we need to be careful about the stevia that we're actually using.
Got to watch out for those like maple sugars, corn sweeteners, OSes, the dextrose, glucose, fructose.
Yes, those are killer. I actually have that on my website, a listing of all of those. But anything that ends in OSE is a sugar, and sugars that we really don't want to be dealing with at all. Some of the other, what I call the big baddies, are corn syrup, like you mentioned, and the high fructose corn syrup being definitely at the top. And then aspartame, which we find in NutraSweet, which has a negative effect on our brains, tumors, Parkinson's. And I always recommend that my clients check those sugar-free gums and the fat-free yogurts to make sure there is an aspartame in there. Another one that's a big baddie is sucralose, which is all of us know that as Splenda. That's actually made from chlorinated sugar. Suppresses the immune system and also our thyroid. So many of us have thyroid issues, hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease, or Hashimoto's. The last one that's really bad is saccharin, which was known as Sweet and Low. It was actually banned in 1977 in Canada because it was shown to cause bladder cancer in lab animals. The FDA used to require a warning label, but the food lobbyists actually had it reversed. So those are the ones that I consider the real baddies.
Just a few there, right?
Yeah, just a few. And the list goes on and on.
Well, you know, I mean, at least this is all coming to the forefront. So we're all learning that, you know, that's not what we should have. And this is really impacting our health in so many ways.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, to me, I always say that knowledge is power. So the more information that you actually have, the better the decisions you can make. So it's very, very important for us to be educated. The other thing I always recommend for my clients, it's not so much reading the food label on the back where it tells you about the nutritional information.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, through legislation, they're not required to actually tell you that certain ingredients or that there's sugar in there if it's a minimal amount. I always tell my clients, read the ingredient list. The four things that are listed, the first four, are usually the highest contents in the actual packaging that you're looking at.
So the first four, yeah, I recently heard that. That's so interesting. I mean, there's so much to know with buying packaged foods. Like, what are you looking for? Especially if they say low fat or, you know, like low calorie. You're thinking, or, you know, diet, the word diet,
exactly.
Like diet pop. Diet pop is so bad for you.
It is terrible for you. And again, it's because of those chemicals that are in there, those chemical artificial sweeteners that are in there. They're really, really so dangerous for us. And we need to be savvy consumers and know what we're looking for and the things that we don't want to consume. And those fake artificial sweeteners are absolutely toxic because they actually lead to obesity, diabetes, which has skyrocketed here in the U.S. in the last 3 years, as well as opening us up to heart disease, hypertension, and certain cancers.
Oh, there's so many things that sugar affects. We are going to hear more from Brenda on the nutritional side of eliminating sugar right here on Aging Info Radio coming up next.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
9615.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, the bitter truth about sugar, it is sweet, addictive, toxic. It's a low-grade poison, and yes, I said poison, and it greatly impacts your health. And I'm here with Brenda Highlander. She is a holistic health coach and a nutrition coach. And Brenda, there's so much to it. We were kind of talking about fat-free or diet stuff a few minutes ago. Let's elaborate a little bit more on that, because I think people don't realize just because they say fat-free, there's a whole lot more to that.
Oh, Sue, absolutely. I mean, sugar is the most popular ingredient added to foods in the United States. And we all know logically that it's in cakes and cookies and candy, but I don't know sometimes if people realize that it's added to processed foods as well, like deli meats, bread, soup, salad dressings. And it's also affects a lot of the popular food items. So something like a Prego original spaghetti sauce that's in a jar has 2.5 teaspoons per half a cup of sugar. And then the healthier things, like you think, well, I'm going to get a yogurt granola bar, it's a good choice. But Quaker yogurt granola bars have 2.5 teaspoons as well per bar. Heinz ketchup has 1 teaspoon per teaspoon of ketchup, and it's loaded with high fructose corn syrup, which is just so toxic and dangerous.
You know, I kind of wonder with all these foods, it's in there, you get addicted to it, you want to eat more of it.
Mm-hmm. It starts a vicious cycle, and it has nothing to do with willpower. You know, it's beyond willpower. It's more physiological that drives those cravings for us. It's, you know, it creates having sweets. Really increases your brain chemistry, and sugar affects serotonin. It's a feel-good chemical, and who doesn't want to feel good all the time? So we just need to be careful. Sometimes it's a little bit out of our hands. We open up the box, Pandora's box, and start with sugar, and once we open that box, we can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. So we really got to be careful. Not to say that you can never have it again, but a piece of fruit would be a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's fructose in fruit, but there's also fiber to slow down that glycemic load of eating that piece of fruit. So not saying you can't have it, you just have to be informed and make better decisions.
Yeah, which leads me into the glycemic index. Let's talk about that, or give us some indicators here.
Sure. Okay, so the glycemic index is a measure of how quickly your blood sugar levels will rise after eating a particular type of food. So there's a great book called The Glycemic Index for Dummies, and it actually breaks down a lot of the foods and what the glycemic index is for that food. But even more important now than the glycemic index is glycemic loading, so how you load your foods and marry them up together. So, for example, if you were going to have an apple, let's say, it's only 30 on the glycemic index, which is a great number. It's low. Your blood sugar level goes into the blood sugar really slowly. The pancreas doesn't have to go crazy creating enough insulin to deal with it. So it goes nice and steady, and that's ultimately what we want. But marrying up that apple, maybe making it a baked apple with a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and some walnuts or almonds, takes that 30 potentially down to maybe 25 or 20, even better. So marrying up the right foods and loading them is super important.
Boy, there's so much to learn here when, you know, and just knowing something that simple, you know, to make those little changes and the great impact it can have on your health.
It's truly amazing. So even my diet, which is the worst soda, actually, but soda drinkers, let's say, it's really hard for some of them to rip the Band-Aid off and go cold turkey. So what I'd recommend is take a little bit of your soda and then half it with some seltzer water, some club soda. So you're starting to wean yourself off of the sugar. You'll start to feel better. You won't have as much brain fog. You can make better choices and decisions.
Now, the cravings, which is, that's a craving, of course, with the soda, but how do people get them under control?
Sure. So it kind of goes back to that crowding out theory that I kind of do with my clients, is that you want to slowly but surely make a little bit of, you know, small changes over time are going to yield your biggest results. So one example would be the soda example. Another example would be, you know, putting some good quality stuff that you actually enjoy. Like I've got recipes for nutty caramel corn, which is great, but some recipes for chocolate munchie recipes, which you're still getting your fix in terms of getting a little bit of sugar, but it's real sugar. It's not something that's created in a lab someplace, like an aspartame. Those things are addictive as well.
Yeah, I mean, we are learning so much. I mean, look at what you're doing as work. I mean, you're out teaching people on all this. I'm sure with being a nutrition coach, you find sugars at the top of the list. Ask those kind of questions.
Yeah, it really, really is. And sugar is just such an addiction. I know that Robert Lustig, and I always quote this to a lot of my clients, he said it's the most demonized addictive known to man. And it's so, so true. People, once they start, people can't stop. So it's about helping and intervening and giving them the information they need to make the changes required to get their sugar cravings under control.
Yeah, I mean, it's really keeping people overweight, unhealthy, and fatigue. Fatigue is another area with the highs and lows of it that come into play.
Sure, we kind of swing like a pendulum because of that, those kind of sugar cravings. And sugar just isn't responsible, like you mentioned, just for diabetes. It's obesity, which is rampant in the United States right now. It also has to do with some cancers, unfortunately, overconsumption of sugar. It's such a huge problem. It's very demonizing, and it's a problem for sure.
Well, and once again, it's right on the forefront. I mean, we are learning more and more, especially like you said, I mean, with overweight people and diabetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's huge in our country, and the children, too, the obese children. So
it's terrible. It also suppresses your immune system, which makes you very vulnerable for cancers. And you're right. Studies indicate now that we're the first generation that, you know, we might not outlive our children. That's how bad it is.
You know, it's so sad. I mean, you're hungry, you're tired, you're shaky, or you're irritated or wired, and you grab a candy bar. I mean, that's kind of like how we've learned to what we've learned to do.
Yeah.
We need to unlearn.
Yeah, we do. We need to get smarter again and get back down to basics. Maybe go back to a little bit the way our grandparents ate.
Absolutely.
Whole natural foods.
Well, you have so much to teach, Brenda, and don't go away. Coming up next, we're going to get her words of wisdom for the day right here on Aging Info Radio.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Do you run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or Qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today. Turn your clock back tomorrow.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Brenda Highlander. She is a holistic health and nutrition coach. And Brenda, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Sure. I believe that we are what we eat. So you are what you eat, and the body is a self-healing organism. You're a choice every second of the day to make a different decision and make a decision for your overall health and longevity. And the other thing is, you're either going to pay today for it or you're going to pay later for it, meaning that if you don't take responsibility for your health today, it will come knocking on your door, and at that point it might be too late. So I highly encourage everyone to be healthy and make smart choices in the overall for their lives.
Thank you so much for being my guest today. You are a world of information. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, I hope today's show brought your awareness level on sugar up, and know that it does not serve you or your health at all. Take baby steps to eliminate as much as you can, or maybe even completely. And there is another website. It's endsugaraddiction.com. That they definitely can help you. And for hormone therapy, fitness, and nutrition, Body Logic MD is your answer. Balance your hormones and impact your health in many ways. Go to bodylogicmd.com for a location and doctor near you. And make sure when you visit their website, read the women and men success stories. Nothing is better than patient testimonials, all at bodylogicmd.com. And let's see, my paw's pooch this week is Rhubarb, a female, just over a year old Shepherd Terrier mix. She's known as a goofball. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Rhubarb is waiting with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy, she's got her paws crossed and waiting for someone to call and come and get her. And keep in mind, if you are ever in need of a resource or referral in the boomer, senior, aging, or elder care industry, Aging Info Radio can definitely help you. Call us at 866-560-3965 or send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com. And if you've missed any of today's show, it will be up on podcast, of course, on our website shortly after we air. Once again, that's aginginforadio.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And we also encourage you to join our email list right there on our homepage. We only send you one email a week. We promise we do not inundate you with emails. That email announces the show coming up every week. So if you want to know in advance, sign up for our emails. A thank you, of course, to my guest today. You know, they know so much about the toxic effects of sugar. I can't say enough. Start becoming aware of it. It will greatly, greatly impact your health. Thank you, Bonnie Minsky and Brenda Highlander, for being my guest today. Their websites will also be posted at aginginforadio.com, along with the endsugaraddiction.com. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget.
there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Illinois Policy Institute proudly presents MK Hammer Time, featuring Mary Catherine Hamm. Join Illinois Policy Institute this Thursday, May 8th in downtown Chicago as Mary Catherine Hamm gives her humorous and entertaining look at politics, big government, and the inner workings of Washington, D.C. You know her as the writer and political...